It's long been a familiar refrain by President Trump. He wants to get unemployed coal miners back on the job.
The miners told me about the attacks on their jobs and their livelihoods. They told me about the efforts to shut down their mines, their communities, and their very way of life. I made them this promise. We will put our miners back to work.
Well, the Department of Energy could soon help the president bring back jobs. According to the Houston Chronicle, U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry is preparing a measure that would require utility companies to buy power from coal and nuclear power plants. That would create jobs in the diminished coal industry, and it would also mean higher utility bills for most Americans who are increasingly relying on renewable energy and natural gas. The reporter who wrote about this story in the Houston Chronicle is Chris Tomlinson, who is a columnist there. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What does Secretary Perry want to do?
So in April, Secretary Perry ordered the department to study whether or not the increasing percentage of renewable energy sources like wind and solar are destabilizing the grid. For people who watch the industry, this is a long-held refrain that we've heard from the operators of coal-powered plants and nuclear reactors, is that all these renewables are going to cause Americans to lose their electricity reliability. The Secretary of Energy has the authority to declare a reliability emergency and force utilities to buy the more traditional sources of energy, such as coal and nuclear. And from what we understand, that's under serious consideration in Washington.
That would suggest that the power grid is not reliable using renewable energy. Is that the case?
Almost certainly not. We've had three recent studies come out and show that the grid is actually more reliable than it has ever been. One of the nation's largest wholesale electricity operators, PJM, they supply electricity to 13 states in the Midwest and the Atlantic Seaboard. They report that they can add a lot more renewables and save customers money without having to use more coal or nuclear.
In fact, there's an energy glut right now because of the abundance of natural gas in the U.S.
Well, and that's the bottom line, is that it's not renewables that are hurting coal and nuclear, it's low-priced natural gas. We have way too much natural gas in the United States right now, thanks to hydraulic fracturing. And that's one of the reasons why the grid in PJM has gone from 91% coal and nuclear down to just 51% coal and nuclear. And that's presenting a real challenge for those coal and nuclear plant owners.
So if the power grid is reliable, if there doesn't seem to be an emergency coming up, a lack of supply coming up, why does Secretary Perry want to do this, and why does he want to do it now?
Well, you know, that's the question that Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley asked when he heard that Perry was ordering an investigation into whether or not renewables are destabilizing the grid. And so what Senator Grassley and many observers suspect is that Perry's going to report a reliability crisis. They want to force utilities to buy this expensive, dirty energy, and in that way increase the demand for coal and therefore coal mining jobs.
What is the response by energy companies to this?
Well, I mean, it's fascinating. I've spoken to several CEOs of energy companies, and no one will build a new coal-fired power plant. A new plant would be too expensive. It could never compete with natural gas or wind. So that's off the table. But what they desperately want to do is get back their investment in these coal-fired power plants that already exist. They want to maximize the lifespan of these plants. And when faced with competition from cheap natural gas and renewables, this is really their only gambit to get that investment back, is by having the government require us to buy energy from them.
So nothing has happened as yet. What are the various ways this could unfold?
So Secretary Perry's analysis that he asked for was supposed to be released last week. That's been delayed. Apparently, he wanted it to be rewritten a little bit. The DOE says that he's going to receive that report this week. It could be made public as early as next week. And it will come with recommendations for supporting fossil fuel electricity generation. It's a little-known rule, but under federal regulation, the secretary can declare the emergency. He doesn't need to pass any legislation.
A national reliability emergency.
That's right. He can declare a national reliability emergency. That's completely within his authority. He doesn't have to go to Congress or even get the president to sign off on it. And so that's what many people are anticipating.
Chris Tomlinson, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris is a business columnist for the Houston Chronicle, talking there about U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry's expected decision to declare a reliability emergency in the U.S. electric grid. That declaration would mandate that utilities buy some of their power from coal-fired and nuclear power plants.